Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, this is Patrick Foster. Can you hear me?
Yes, Patrick. I can hear you.
Good. Can you try that intro with just a bit more pep?
Sure. I can do that.
Okay, great, Jim. Whenever you're ready.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, this is Patrick Foster again. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Patrick Foster.
We've just heard from the client, and they'd like you to do that with a bit less pep.
Okay, fine. How's this? Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Perfect. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, Patrick, one of the great things about the community is that it's international.
It is.
Isn't that amazing?
It's a tour around the world when we do this new music stuff.
And today, you're going to hear new music selections from a couple of callers who are over there in Europe.
Yeah, right. That's right.
It's amazing to me
great.
That we have this this kind of reach, right?
Yeah.
So, who would have ever thought? You were talking yesterday or the day before about, you know, how it would take 6 weeks to get a letter across the country, across the United States, to California at one point, you know, and now you can just, you know, upload something online
and it's
there. Right. It's amazing to me. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We are coming at you from the suburbs of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia. And speaking of which, we're going to have our first ever Suburbs Fest. That'll be October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Here in the suburbs of D.C., so in Virginia and Maryland. So we have three different locations lined up. October 1st, which is a Friday, you want to meet us at Settle Down Easy Brewing in Falls Church, Virginia. On October 2nd, Saturday, we'll be at the American Legion Hall in Silver Spring, Maryland, where we're going to have four bands play.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, October 3rd, we'll be in Herndon, Virginia at Ned Devine's, where you can hear Frank Muffin, a fan favorite of the podcast. Frank Muffin will play a full set at that venue. $5 cover on that, free on the other two nights. We'll be there, and we'd love to see you there. So check that out.
Absolutely, Jim. And if you just go to your Google machine or your search engine and you type in Suburbs Podfest, our page comes right up at the top.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot of other ones going on right now. So just type in Suburbs Podfest and we're right there at the top result, or go to suburbspod.com. All the info is there, including a discounted lodging offer we have. So
check that out. We would love to see you. It's going to be really fun. We already heard from some listeners from out of town who are coming, already booked the hotel.
It's exciting.
So, and then we have a good number of local listeners. So I think it'll be really great. I don't know if we'll get international listeners this time.
Right.
Maybe
next
year.
Maybe not this time. Yeah.
It's a lot of planning. Travel's still a little difficult.
Yes. Very difficult.
For some people.
But the magic is brewing. There are going to be lots of cool folks there.
Yeah.
So.
But you can hear the international listeners today.
Yes.
Right? So, okay. Starting, this guy even has theme music.
Hello, Rock in the Suburbs community. Happy 4th of July to all you Americans, and happy Sunday to the rest of us. This is Niklas calling in from Sweden to let you know about my June new music pick. It's a Swedish band called Windhill Lose Hill. They have put out new music for the first time in 6 years, and they released a single called Have You Been Working? Check it out. I need to go to bed. Okay, cheers. Bye-bye.
Have you been working? You get enough sleep at night?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. A bit unexpected. I get kind of a Flaming Lips kind of vibe off of that a bit.
A little bit.
I like that a lot.
It was really neat. I like the vastness of it and the way the chords just kind of, the sustain took over and kind of melded with the voices. You can almost hear Nicholas himself playing that on his keyboard there setup. You know what I mean? It's really good. Thank you, Nicholas.
Okay, we're going to stay in Europe.
Okay.
Now, I did, you know, pre-screen these calls, and this one is actually a May release. Okay. But we love Greg from Poland so much. We got to play the call.
Yeah.
Hello, Jim and Patrick. Hello, all fellow listeners, interns. This is Greg from Poland speaking. Strictly from my garden. It's very hot day, over 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Let me share my June music recommendation. This time it's something jazzy. Jazzy because it's not a pure jazz. This is music played by someone who in inventive way mixed psychedelic pop, jazz, generally sounds from 60s. So this is exactly what I prefer in music probably the most. So let's go into the details. Artist name is Matt Berry. Album title is The Blue Elephant. I can describe this album as very groovy with lot of inventions. I hope I'm on the right way trying to tell about this music, as I don't feel myself as a jazz or even a jazzy expert. Patrick does, so maybe he will check this record after my recommendation. I hope so. What I really like is that all those songs can slightly shift from one mood to another and keep right balance between modern, contemporary sounds and vintage influences, leading by such a rock bands like The Birds, early Deep Purple, or even The Doors. Matt Berry, probably at least part of listeners know him, quite popular actor who is sharing his talent as being multi-instrumentalist. His catalog is not too small, contains albums in mixed blend of styles like acid jazz, folk, country, or even synthesizer music. So you can generally expect that every Matt Berry album can be different from another. I think the best representative track will be Summer Sun. It sounds like recorded in early 60s and by decades being forgotten. Summer Sun as well, because it's really hot at that moment, but a bit windy. So it's good. That's all from my side. Have a good summer trips and vacation, as crazy as it possible. All the best. Cheers. Bye.
Okay, you're familiar with the work of Matt Berry.
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact, both as an actor and as a musician. And I'll tell you, I may have told the story before. I didn't know he even made music. This is about 4 or 5 years ago, and I happened to be in the record store, and I was like, what is this strange, you know?
They were like, playing something.
They were playing one of his discs up on the stereo, and the guy who I know at the record store came over and said, well, do you recognize this face? And of course I did, from the IT crowd and many other things. But he's made a psychedelic record this time out, and it's really cool. His stuff is amazing. It really is. In the same way, I think he can slip into different characters as an actor. He's got this incredible ability as a musician and songwriter to slip into different, you know, styles, just like Greg said. It's really cool.
He's super talented.
It's super unbelievable. Talented. Yeah.
Because, you know, you hear a song like this, like, this is not a jokey song.
Not at all. And he takes his music very seriously. Yeah. It's not a comedic act.
If you know him at all from, I mean, you mentioned IT Crowd. He's on now. He's on What We Do in the Shadows, which is a fantastic show. But he was also had his own show starring role in Toast of London.
Toast of London.
And there would often be a song, right? Maybe every episode or most episodes, there'd be a song in that as well. And it sort of, in that case, I mean, I wouldn't call the songs necessarily jokey, but they sort of went along with whatever the comedy was of the episode.
You
sort of like got the sense that he, you know, maybe he's just sort of a novelty act, whatever, Flight of the Conchords kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mighty Boosh, same kind of
right.
thing.
Yep. But his albums, I think he takes them seriously,
seriously.
Although there's a certain playfulness
which is
in
nice.
The music. Like in this case, you can tell he's very much going for that, you know, 60s psych pop sort of vibe, right? But he nails it.
It totally. And I see here on the Bandcamp page that there's actually a remix of that song that we just heard done by Sean Ono Lennon. And he remixes another track from this record. So that's got to be pretty cool too. Mind blowing.
Yeah. He's great. He's great.
Really great pick. Glad we got that one in there from Greg.
I guess I'll say this one last thing too. Like he, you can hear in his music how he is very sort of like deliberate. Like he knows, he knows what kind of sound he's going for and he nails it. Like I said, and it's kind of the same thing in his acting too. It's like, there's a certain knowingness to the way he acts, right?
Right.
It's that sort of like, he knows he's sort of overacting, which makes it even funnier. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like, and he just owns it so completely that it doesn't ever seem disingenuous to you or anything. Yeah, you're right.
Completely works. He's great. He's one of my favorites.
Takes a very special talent to be able to do that.
We should start a petition. I would love to see him host SNL sometime.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Wouldn't that just be like,
he would blow people away.
Yeah.
Yeah, really would.
All right. Well, let's start that. Somebody start that petition. We'll get that going.
We'll sign it.
All right. And great to hear Greg from Poland. I could listen to him talk, you know, all day long. It's wonderful.
I didn't know it got that warm in Poland in the summertime.
It's hot, man.
I didn't know that
these days.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
You know,
it's 130 in Los Angeles. Yeah.
It's crazy. There's nowhere you can escape it anymore. I mean, Trip Bacon out in Portland.
Oh, that's right.
They had like 115 degrees in Portland, Oregon.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But other thing I want to say about Greg from Poland, I admire his music knowledge so much because he only really got exposed to a lot of Western pop music after, like, you know, the fall of the Iron Curtain.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know,
to catch up
late
on.
80s and on, right? And yet he knows, you know, all that this
pretty
is
amazing.
The you know, 60s influence of this music and all that kind of stuff,
great
right?
Point. So, yeah, great point.
Let's see, where we go. We have one more call.
Oh, one more.
This
okay.
will round out the June new music series.
Okay. Hey, all. Jason from New York. I hope everybody had a good 4th of July weekend. Chiming in with two new music picks for the month of June. The last week of June, there was so much good music released. I think your guys' list had like about 9 or 10 albums to listen to. So it's a good thing you limited it to just two or wanted to, I guess, but because I frankly could go on, but I'm going to limit it to two. The first pick is Lucy Dacus's Home Video, which continues the trend of great albums from the women of Boy Genius, Phoebe Bridgers last year, Jillian Baker earlier in the year. this album was, I think, pretty anticipated and I believe really lived up to the hype. Album also got me very excited because my first concert back after the pandemic will be Lucy Dacus. Involved in it, she's opening for Bright Eyes at a show I'm going at the end of the month. Waxahachie is actually on the bill. So really excited for the concert and also to see an artist that is a fresh listen that I'm actually excited to finally be able to see perform her material in person. The song I recommend is The First Time, First Time, which I believe if there was like really better commercial radio, would probably be a song in mass rotation by the end of the summer. The second, I'm going to recommend a cover. It's Orville Peck covering Born This Way, Lady Gaga's Born This Way. This was completely unexpected. I basically stumbled upon it, when it was released in June before the release of the Born This Way anniversary album. I've always loved Orville. I love Orville Peck's voice and the country twang he brings to Born This Way, I think is fabulous. So those are my two picks. Hope all, again, are doing well. And thanks again for the podcast.
All right. Great to hear from Jason.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Great way to wrap it up.
I'm surprised it took this long to get to the Lucy Dacus record.
Me too.
Record.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll say this, Jim. I was thinking of picking it, you know,
yep.
But then I thought, I wonder if someone else will pick this. Maybe I'll try to get something, you know, that's... and it just, you know, people kind of said, oh, somebody else will do that one
that's
for
right.
me, you know, and I'm glad, very glad that Jason did.
Just made it under the wire
here.
It's
great.
All right, this song is First Time. There you go. Lucy Dacus from Richmond, Virginia.
That's right. Yeah. I got to tell you, one of the most exciting things truly was amazing with my middle offspring, MJ, who attended VCU, mm-hmm. as does your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Elwood Thompson's grocery store in Richmond, and in walked Lucy Dacus.
Oh, wow.
And we were both pretty excited.
That's right.
Yeah. Followed her around for a little while until she
started. Did you go up and say hey
or
anything?
No, just followed her around to see what she would do. I didn't know what to say, but I had seen her, you know, maybe a few months before that at a show at the Rock and Roll Hotel in D.C. So, Jason, you're going to love that show. She's a great performer, and it's a really, really good record. I love the beat on that one especially, so it's a good pick.
She has a – hang on, I'm looking this up. Oh, yeah. She has a video out for another song off this album. This album's called Home Video.
Uh-huh.
And there's a music video for a song called Hot and Heavy.
Oh, okay.
That was – shot at the Bird Theater in Richmond.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
It's really nice.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it bringing that hometown taste.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that. And mm-hmm. we'll do the Orville Peck song. So that's a cover. We'll do that as the playout.
Sounds good.
So there you go. All right. Now, I want to mention, if you want to get in on July new music, mm-hmm. you want to join this cavalcade, right? You can...
now's the time.
Yeah. You can call, get your call in, you know, by the end of July. You can call 612-440-1984. Yep. And you can leave a message there. Please limit to one or two songs.
That's right.
You know, and make your picks and give a little, you know, explanation for why you like it. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Or you can send a voice memo. You can record a voice memo and email it to us, rock@suburbspod.com. Those are the two ways. We need to hear your voice on these.
That's it.
Don't just send an email because we won't read it.
Yep.
We need it. We want to hear the passion that you have for the new music you have discovered. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. So with that, we'll move on to something good next week. I think we got some patron episodes coming up. All right.
Yep.
All right. So it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is Orville Peck covering Lady Gaga's Born This Way. And we'll talk to you later.
Mama told me when I was young, we are all born superstars. She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong in loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up and you'll go far. Listen to me when I say I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't hide yourself in regret, just love yourself and you're set. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. Born this way, right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen.
Our listeners are smarter than we are.
Oh, yeah. Okay.